could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know.
I wonder, did you have an imaginary friend when you were young? I did. Her name was Hillary, the same as my rag doll. I think that was because I didn't want anyone to find out about her. Possibly I thought I would betray myself inadvertently by vocalising my side of our conversations. But I could always have said I was talking to my favourite doll, and my parents would have smiled and nodded. Even then I knew with a child's certainty that I was an odd, quiet little thing, and that I was not turning out quite as my mother and father had expected or hoped. There had been no brother or sister for me. I never found out why. Best not to be caught talking to myself then, or to a fictional playmate. Hillary had been my best friend for 15 years by the time I went to university. Exuberant where I was restrained, chatty where I was taciturn, adventurous where I was cautious, she was the cause of the scrapes I got into from time to time, escapades that would cause my parents and teachers to shake their heads and declare that they were surprised at whatever could have got into Hazel to make her behave like that. Hillary was the pretty girl who got all the boys. I was the plain friend who relied on her for introductions. It was Hillary who tried vodka, who smoked her first spliff in my company, who was discovered at the back of the gym with Craig Harris in a state of mutual undress. But it was Hazel who got the necessary A-level grades to get into Durham and read English, and Hazel who fully expected when she went in for teacher training that she'd end up expounding on the work of the Bronte sisters to a classroom full of enthralled sixth formers. Somewhere along the line, though, I think Hillary took over, and I ended up with primary school kids, who often had secret friends of their own. That was what I was seeing now amongst my year twos. Every one of them, almost without exception, seemed to be engaged in a continuous secret conversation with an invisible partner. Even the noisiest of them, Ian Chambers, was quietly whispering to himself and looking down into his cupped hands throughout the school day. It was a week or two later that I woke up suddenly in the middle of the night and knocked the alarm clock off the bedside table. It fell to the floor with a muffled ting. I muttered something under my breath and was reaching for the light switch when a voice came out of the darkness. "Leave it, Hazel. It doesn't matter. Tomorrow's Saturday." "What?" "Leave it." I realised with a sudden clarity that I was dreaming. I was not awake at all. Anyway, I recognised the voice. "Hillary?" "Hi." "What the hell are you doing here?" "Mitt, nice to see you too." This is ridiculous, literally so. I laughed. "Hello, long time no see." That was true enough. I hadn't spoken to Hillary for years, months at least. But it was nice to hear her again, even if it were only in a dream. "What have you been up to, Hill? Trouble?" "No, not at all. I'm a reformed character. Look, do you mind if I snuggle up?" "Go ahead." If I'd been the kind of person who keeps pets, what happened next would have been no surprise to me. But I was startled when a soft, warm, furry presence slipped next to me in bed, climbed onto my left arm and nuzzled my neck with a moist tongue. My first thought was a downstairs cat had somehow got into my flat. But cats don't talk, do they? And this one most certainly did. In my dream, anyway. "You're a very fortunate lady, you know," the creature said. Its voice was soft and slightly buzzy in my ear. "Not everyone has someone like me. Not yet." "Not yet?" "The children have. The babies definitely have. You must have noticed by now." "A friend, you mean?" "Yes, more or less." "Are you saying that the children are running around like madmen or lying curled up like catatonics because they've all had dreams about mysterious animals getting into bed with them? And what should we put that tail?" This was the most lucid dream I'd ever had. I mean, how often have you been tickled in a dream? "Dreams? Surely you don't think this is a dream?" Furry laughter. "See you again soon."